doing the green thing, God bless you. I've tried. It's just not for me. I got friends that brag about how green they are. You go to their house, they're like, look at the light bulbs in my kitchen. I'm saving 53% on my electricity bill because I got green light bulbs. I go, yeah? I can't see you.
Well, you guys would remember how I was when I came in the next day after seeing Sebastian Maniscalco a couple of months ago at Radio City Music Hall with my beautiful wife Danielle and Steven Van Zandt and the great Dr. Jimmy Orsini. All sat there with Tony Danza, laughed our asses off. I'm telling you, he's the best comic around today. I said it then. I'm not saying it now because he's on hold. He is on hold, though, as Bernie and I come to you live from the NJDiet.com studios. Dr. T and his family love Sebastian Maniscalco. Sebastian has four big shows coming up from Madison Square Garden, 2 on January 19th and 2 on January 20th. He's got a Showtime comedy special coming out, the Beacon Theater shows. He's got a book out, Stay Hungry. And again, he's the best comic out there today, live from Los Angeles. Welcome for the first time to the Bernie and Sid Show, Sebastian Maniscalco.
Thanks for having me on. I didn't know you were at the Radio City show, and I didn't know you knew Dr. Orsini.
He actually took me. It was a great night. This is Sid, Sebastian. Dr. Orsini and his wife Marie took me, Steven Van Zandt and his wife, me and my wife, two other couples, to a great Italian restaurant by the Garden. Then we went to see you, and that was the night you did that show, Sebastian. That's going to be the Netflix special.
Yeah. So the show you were at, I think we recorded, and we're going to have that air January 15th on Netflix. So really proud of that. And then we're coming to the Garden January 19th and 20th. And New York's always been an unbelievable market for me, but I never thought that I would do four Madison Square Garden shows.
Oh, believe me, as consumers, we would think that you would do it for sure because you are hilarious. I agree with Sid. You're the best guy out there today. And a lot of your comedy, Sebastian Maniscalco, is based on your family. You come from an Italian immigrant family, Arlington, Illinois, but it's done with love. I mean, there's no bitterness.
No, yeah, and I think that's what the people that are gravitating towards is kind of this crazy upbringing I've had. Not crazy, it's just talking about my father who was born and raised in Sicily and kind of brought those values and morals from the old country here to the United States, and I poke fun of it, and you're right, in a loving way. It's not at all like, oh, I grew up with this insane father. It's more like, hey, this is my upbringing. Did you have something similar to this?
Right.
And
yep.
I'm noticing a lot of people are gravitating towards that shared experience. And you don't have to be Italian to get it. You could be Spanish, Greek, or what have you. It's just kind of having that overbearing father that I think people are really gravitating
towards. And you can't go wrong playing to a crowd in New York City, coming from an Italian family, married to a Jewish woman. Sebastian, you've covered it all, baby. You're good to go.
Right? Yeah, I got the Italians. I got the Jews. What more do you need? My wife, her being Jewish and coming from a family of means also kind of relates towards people. I come from a working middle class, and there's a lot of differences, and I poked the fun at those differences. And, it's been great, and we're really having a good time.
But you worked your ass off to get to where you are today, Sebastian Maniscalco. I mean, you moved to L.A. at 24. You were waiting tables for a long time and doing short bits for barely any pay at the Comedy Store out there in L.A. But now, like Sid said, you're the best guy out there.
Well, yeah, it's one of these things in today's day and age where people just expect to get whatever they get through just being entitled. It's not the case here. And I've always been a strong proponent of, you have to work hard and no one's going to give you anything. You just got to work for it. And you're right. I worked at the Four Seasons Hotel in Beverly Hills, and I worked there for 7 years while I kind of broke into the comedy game. And, I've been doing this 20 years, and
wow.
it's been a long time. So, yeah, a lot of hard work, a lot of patience, and family support, too. My family was 100% behind me when I moved out here from Chicago in 1998, and although my father is my biggest fan and my biggest critic, I mean, he'll come to the show with a legal pad and start writing notes. Going, what are you doing up there? I go, Dad, this ain't Little League. You know? It's like...
That's funny.
Go to his website, SebastianLive.com. That's SebastianLive.com. For tickets, again, two shows, January 19th and two more, January 20th in Madison Square Garden. Yes, he's made it. Radio City in Madison Square Garden. One of the and people who have seen you know this, but folks that haven't, not only is your dialogue very funny, what you say is very funny, Sebastian, but your physical comedy is just through the roof. I mean, the way the faces you make, the way you move across the stage, you'll dance a little bit in some of your stuff on stage. Your physical comedy, now that's something you got to work on. You got to like look in the mirror, right, and do that type of stuff.
Well, that just kind of came over time. I never sought out to be some type of physical comedian where I was flopping all over the stage. However, the more and more I did stand-up comedy, more and more that came out. A big influence on me was John Ritter. I used to watch Three's Company like it was game tape and watch John Ritter, the way he would move and his facial expressions and what have you, and that gradually kind of came out on stage. And I noticed people were really gravitating, not to what I was saying, but also how I was saying it and how I was conveying the message. And in this day and age, you know, to stand up there and behind a microphone and do comedy with the distractions people are going through, I felt I got to give them more of a show. I mean, you basically got to light yourself on fire nowadays for people to pay attention.
Sure.
You know? So, yeah, the physical, the verbal, it's everything. It's all in one, and I try to give people a show when they come out.
The hilarious comedian Sebastian Maniscalco on the Bernie and Sid Show on WABC Radio. Look, you mentioned a comedian, John Ritter, a physical comedian, but you also met Jerry Seinfeld early in your career. And then, ironically, just recently you did his big show, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. I mean, you came a long way from the first time you met him.
Well, you know, Jerry Seinfeld, you're right, I did the Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. I actually just filmed another one in New York City with him where we're bouncing around New York in Vespas. So that's going to air next year. So, yeah, Jerry's always been very, very supportive and a nice guy to know professionally and personally. I mean, he's been through it all, stand-up, TV shows, and just a funny guy to hang with. So, yeah, I mean, the things that are happening in my career, I would have never kind of thought. I came out here in 1998 just to solely do stand-up comedy for a living. I didn't come out to, you know, play Madison Square Garden four times, although that's very nice. But I'm bouncing around California and New York City with Jerry Seinfeld doing his TV show, something I never thought
it's
was
amazing. It's amazing. How old's your baby now? How old is the child?
She's 19 months.
Wow.
And we got another one coming. We got a little
boy. Mazel tov. Congratulations. Yeah, that's a great part of your shtick too, when you do the whole baby thing. So I know you're busy. You got the baby at home. You're doing all these shows. But like Bernie brought up Jerry Seinfeld. He had a very successful TV show. Kevin James, pretty good stand-up comic. Not in your league, by the way, but pretty good. He had King of Queens, very successful. So when do we get to the point where Sebastian Maniscalco, outside of Netflix and Showtime, ends up on, I don't know, Tuesday nights on Channel 7? Roseanne's gone.
Yeah, you know what? I tried to do a TV show, and Tony Danza played my father, and we did a pilot for NBC. It never got picked up, but to be honest with you, I really, really enjoy touring, and when it comes to acting, I like the movies opposed to a TV show. Not to say I will never do a TV show, but right now I just like touring and then popping up in some movies. There's a movie out right now that's getting a lot of heat called The Green Book that I'm in. And I like doing dramas, to be honest with you. Although this is a drama and a comedy, and I offer some comedic relief, I really enjoy kind of popping in on these dramas and getting my acting fixed that way.
Listen,
TV show, I don't know.
No. I hope you don't, because your stand-up is just so terrific. You do bits on, I don't know, Answering the Door, Jury Duty, but still, circling back, the funniest stuff you do is when you talk about your family, particularly your father, how he was the man when you were growing up, and you were, you know, like, not afraid of him, but somewhat intimidated by him.
Yeah, I mean, there was, there was never any physical harm done to me as a child, but it was the fear of something like that breaking out at any minute. You know, it was you know, it was really true. And my mother was like, wait till your father gets home. I'm like, oh, God, because my father, as manly as this guy is a beautician. So he's a hairdresser, but he's like the most manly man you would ever want to meet. And then, like, he's doing perms, right? So like, he'd come home with hair dye on his fingers yelling at me. So it was like you didn't want to really piss him off just because the guy was working, you know, 15 hours a day, and then the last thing he would want to do is come home and have to deal with my sister and I. So, there's so much material in my father. My mother's even getting upset that she's not in.
Right.
She's like, where am I at? And
sure.
I go, Ma, let me exhaust Dad, then I'll get to you.
Well, here's how things have changed. And you're right, you talk about wait till Dad gets home. These days, it's so when we're not sure when Dad's coming home, but when he gets home, you're in big trouble.
Right.
Anyway, two shows, and you can use that. That's fine. Two on January 19th, two on January 20th. You really are an incredible act. Bernie and I are both huge, huge, huge fans. And if you want to throw us two tickets, we'll come see you. That's up to you, of course.
Absolutely.
The Stay Hungry Tour.
Yes.
Again, January 19th, January 22, two shows each night. Sebastian Maniscalco on the Bernie and Sid Show. We thank you so much.
Merry Christmas.
And wish you all the luck.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, thank you guys. Merry Christmas. Thanks for having me on. Right. And we'll see you in New York City.
We love you. We actually do the show right upstairs from Madison Square Garden, so we can take the elevator down and meet you. Thank you for lunch, whatever you want.
On the Bernie and Sid Show. Thank you, Sebastian.
Yeah, we'll hang out.
We're coming right back, folks.
Keep on.